Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, I'm making coffee. Do you want a cup?
Sure, Patrick.
How do you take it?
Black as midnight on a moonless night. You like to watch TV, Patrick?
Oh, yeah, I love the television.
How much TV do you watch?
Not much.
No?
Well, probably about 80 hours a week.
80 hours a week?
Soccer.
That's what I was going to say. Is it all soccer viewing, pretty much?
I would say 99% soccer viewing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty much all I do. I was watching a Serie A replay before you came over. That's how sad it was.
A what replay?
Yeah. That's the Italian league.
Oh, okay. See. So, in terms of non-soccer TV programming, there was a show on. Well, there's a lot of good shows on these days. A lot of shows,
yeah,
shows
I
streaming and
them.
The cable and all this stuff. And interestingly, as we've been taking these calls where people talk about their favorite music from last year, the call we're going to play today is about music, but also relates to a, I guess, somewhat popular TV show, a revival of a show. So we're going to hear about that in just a second. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I am Patrick Foster.
Please listen to the show
every day.
Every day, just like you would watch TV. And you can find us on all the big podcast platforms. And please, on the Apple Podcast, if you listen there, please subscribe.
Yes.
Please rate and review the show.
Yes.
You can actually do that no matter what you like to listen to it on. Just log into Apple Podcast, rate and review the show. That helps
yes.
us out. And tell people, right?
Yeah, just tell one person. That's my thing, actually, though, Jim. Isn't that simple enough?
Yeah.
You just tell one person who, you know, you have something. If you're listening to the show,
right.
you obviously have another person who's got common musical taste.
I would hope so.
Right? Just tell them. And if just tell them to tell someone. That's it. That's all. It's
you
pretty
do that.
Simple.
And if you don't really have a friend, you can just maybe create like a dummy iTunes account and still rate and review it and subscribe that way,
works.
Right? That
yeah.
would work, too. All right, let's get to this telephone call.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Jay Ignacio from the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. My favorite musical event of 2017 was the return of Twin Peaks. At the end of most episodes, there would be a surprise musical performance at the fictional roadhouse. All acts were handpicked by David Lynch and included a diverse lineup of bands like the Chromatics, John Van Netten, Nine Inch Nails, and Eddie Vedder. The show itself was amazing with a typical What the F Lynch finale. Thanks for a great year, and keep rocking suburbs. Thank you.
So that was Jay.
Jay, good to hear from him. We've heard from him before. He's going back into like Julie Cruz territory. Remember Julie Cruz from the first Twin Peaks? She was kind of the singer on the stage in that weird little lounge.
Oh, okay. So you do
that?
Watch TV.
I used to watch Twin Peaks religiously. Well, I didn't catch up with the new one, though.
I haven't seen the new one. I remember the old one had the log lady.
Can I ask her about her log? Many have.
Them drapes ain't going to hang themselves.
And Agent Dale Cooper.
That's right.
And he liked the coffee and the pie,
yep.
I think, was the thing. I watched the show when it was on.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Back before you could stream or DVR or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
You had to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess you could tape it on your VCR. I would do that.
And I'm kind of a weird fan of the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me movie that kind
Never
of came
it.
Out where he just sort of tried to tie up all these weird story threads that sort of got left. And it was really bizarre and pretty bad. But, you know, it was one of those ones where you watch it more, it gets weirder and funnier.
So I've heard people talk about this revival. It was on Showtime.
Yeah, I missed it, man.
And a couple of friends of mine, one friend, Will Pfeiffer, who has been on the show.
Will.
He was a huge fan of this Twin Peaks revival.
Mm.
But one thing I didn't know in all the talk, I didn't know about this roadhouse where there was music
yeah.
being played and all these cool bands.
Nine Inch Nails showed up.
Picked by David Lynch.
Yeah.
I had no idea of this.
I know.
Do you know anything?
No, I didn't know.
So I got a couple of songs that Jay mentioned here queued up. Would you like to hear from the show, there's like a soundtrack
mm-hmm.
from this new version of Twin Peaks, and not the band Twin Peaks. That's a whole other thing, right?
Totally different.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Would you like to hear Chromatics or Sharon Van Etten?
I'd really like to hear Chromatics.
The song is called Shadow.
Shadow, take me down.
That doesn't sound like something you'd expect to hear in a roadhouse.
No, that sounds more like something off the Twin Peaks soundtrack. That's a cool way to look at the year, though. I like the way Jay framed that, kind of in an offbeat way. He's obviously a David Lynch fan.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like something you'd hear in a David Lynch production, cool. Mm-hmm. Right?
Now, Sharon Van Etten would be interesting. You and I saw Sharon Van Etten live once, didn't we, together?
Yes.
Yes. So it'd be kind of interesting to hear what she did. But if you think about her voice, Jim, she's got that same kind of, you know, ethereal quality to her songwriting. Yeah, very dreamy.
We still have a few minutes. We can play a little bit of that
Maybe
song,
we can
too.
Play out with a little bit of that.
I think that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. Remember back on the old show, we did an interview once in Nashville with this band called Escondido.
I remember that.
And didn't they have a song once in some David Lynch movie
you know,
or something?
They did. That's right. I remember them talking about the relationship with David Lynch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think
we interviewed them in a trailer park or like a campground. Or somebody different.
That was somebody different. Yeah. This was the interview at the record store.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. That was great. Mm-hmm. And they played a couple songs,
right.
Of course. Yeah, I'm confusing bands. It was all a blur.
And they had that kind of dreamy quality
right.
to their music,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he likes that.
Yeah, with a lead female voice that was, very beautiful and strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I think he likes
that
kind of thing.
That's a great connection,
right?
Jim. Okay.
I just remembered that. It just came back to me in some kind of, drug haze. It just came back.
Twin Peaks Ian Hayes. Your favorite chewing gum's coming back in style, Jim.
Is that a reference to the?
It is.
Thing? Okay. I don't really remember. So you really remember the old show?
I remember the
old
show,
Twin Peaks show.
Yeah, exactly. I watched it a lot.
I just remember that it kind of fall apart toward the end. It didn't really.
Have a
satisfying conclusion.
Yeah, and we'll talk about this on our other podcast, Fire Walk with Me. But I always thought that Lynch always sort of believed that, the networks would shut it down after like 5 or 6 episodes because it was so bizarre and different in the 80s when it came out. And they just, for some weird reason, it caught on, just like we were talking about with the Cranberries. It was just like the right time at the right place, and it sort of hit a nerve with people. And I think he wrote these things and thought, oh, they'll cancel this immediately. Well, I don't need to spend any more time on this. And then it turns out he needed to actually develop these characters that people fell in love with, so...
Yes, like the log lady.
Yeah, exactly. It would be like if suddenly our podcast became a hit, and we'd have no idea what to do.
Yeah, where do we go from here?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay, speaking of our podcasts, you mentioned listening every day. I mentioned where you can hear it. You can also interact with us, as people like Jay have done. You can call the Suburban Party line 612-440-1984, or you can email us. Please, Jay, email us your address so we can get you out the mixtape of our favorite songs from last year. Mm-hmm. That's going to everyone who's called in these past couple of weeks with their favorites. The email address is rock@suburbspod.com. You can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. And you can visit our website.
Yeah.
Suburbspod.com, right? Do all those things.
Our famous intern is still working on that for us.
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing that he continues to do this.
His career has skyrocketed. Have you noticed since he started hooked up with us? He's now living in Manhattan.
I know.
He went from living in like the sticks of, I don't even know where the hell it was, to living in Manhattan.
We make dreams happen. All right. You mentioned the Sharon Van Etten song from Twin Peaks soundtrack. It is called Tarifa Roadhouse Mix. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. You're going to hear, regular listeners are going to hear a familiar voice calling in tomorrow. All right, here's Sharon Van Etten.
Hit the ground. The yard, I found something. I could taste your shut the door. Now in the sun tanning.
Rasta Mulosh is going to come back in style.